Are you listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International? We continue with our international coverage and we cross over to the United States. We speak to Barry Tai from Code Pink Activists. Barry, good day to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Is it true that the U.S. has 800 military bases around the world? Tell us more.
Well, actually, it's more like 1,000. And if you take all the rest of the countries in the world combined, there's maybe 35. Great Britain, of course, has many, and Russia has a couple. But the United States overwhelmingly occupies most of the world. And it's causing great financial problems in our country. We still don't have a national health care plan. There are 50% unemployment of African Americans between the ages of 18 and 35 in most of our cities. People are dying of hunger. Homelessness is rampant in our country. We are the number one purveyor of weapon sales around the world, including illegally banned weapons such as cluster munitions to Saudi Arabia, and landmines, and these are internationally recognized as illegal weapons. So overall, yes, the United States is an imperial country that does have over 1,000 military bases worldwide, and if any country in the world were to put a military base on U.S. soil, I think they'd have a fight on their hands.
Yes, these are really shocking statistics that you share with us. As you outline, many U.S. citizens don't seem to mind or know about military bases overseas, let alone how they affect people who live near the bases. Maybe you can explain to us how people's lives are affected.
Well, first of all, as most Americans are ignorant, as you said, to the fact that we do have these military bases worldwide. But we have 50,000 troops in Europe. We have over 50,000 troops in North Korea. We have troops in Afghanistan, Iraq, of course, Syria now. We have troops in all over Africa. Most people don't know this, but it causes major hardship for the American people. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article just today how people have to get out of their cars on the freeway and drag their luggage to get on an airplane at LaGuardia Airport because it's such a third world, as they call it, airport. We have our infrastructure is crumbling. Our roads are falling apart. Like I said, we don't have a national health care plan. We don't have schools for most children. People are being priced out of universities, so unless you're the rich or you have some access to money, you end up either not getting an education or you're so in debt that you have to work the rest of your life to pay it off. The fact of the matter is the United States is an imperial country, and it seems that it has to stick its dollar crooked bloody fingers in every other nation's problems, and those its best statistics show that internal problems in countries are best done internally and without outside pressure, such as the United States. And when the United States gets involved, inevitably some other country wants to counter the United States superpower position, and you see the conflicts that are going on in Syria were exacerbated by the fact that the United States got involved in that region. And then other countries came, such as Saudi Arabia, Russia, and others, to get involved in the internal conflict within Syria that should have been handled by the Syrian people themselves.
Yes, that is the implications. Let's just go through the figures for the benefit. The U.S. spends an annual estimated $156 billion on bases overseas. How does the U.S. economy still survive?
Well, this is money that we know about. The fact of the matter is the our military budget exceeds $800 billion per year that covers military bases and others. But this is money that we know about. There has never been an internal audit done on our military, so they could be spending well over $1 trillion and we wouldn't even know it. Yes, it affects our economy. That's why our economy continues to be sluggish. There's very small growth in the United States. It's turned into the United States is no longer a sovereign country. It's more of an internationalist haven for tax avoidance. As a matter of fact, most people think of tax avoidance. They think of the Isle of Jersey or Switzerland or Luxembourg or even Cayman Islands. But the fact of the matter is most of your tax evaders worldwide are located in the United States, even in New York, but especially in places like Delaware and New Jersey. These are the greatest havens for tax avoidance worldwide.
The U.S. also
affects our people. I'm sitting right now in New Haven, Connecticut, and I was stunned last night. I was saying to my colleague, I have never seen so much homelessness in one place, and I'm from Santa Monica, California, where I thought that was the most homeless I'd ever seen in my life was in my own hometown. But this small city of New Haven, Connecticut, far exceeds what's going on, and these numbers are going up and up and up. Even the nation's capital, where I live now in Washington, D.C., is there are scores and scores of families that do not have homes, living on the street, families with children. And the D.C. government has failed to find any place to put these people, and they're putting them in deplorable conditions, and yet we are the wealthiest nation on the planet, but we spend at least 60% of our budget on worldwide adventures in military conflict.
Unbelievable. We also understand the U.S. possesses a shocking 95% of the world's foreign bases. Now, why do nations allow themselves and their lands to be taken over by this big bully?
Well, many times they use bribery. Most of these countries have corrupt governments themselves, and they allow the United States to use its power and influence. And we've got to also underscore that corporations make vast sums of money off U.S. military bases. A lot of the money that's the figure that you quoted is actually money that comes back to U.S. corporations or international corporations in the forms of private contracting, base maintenance, and very, very little is actually going to the foreign governments, except, again, in cases of bribery and corruption. And it also allows corrupt forms of government to remain in power. If you've got, let's take, for example, Bahrain, which has a dictatorship, a monarchy that is opposed by many, many people in Bahrain who are not allowed to peacefully, nonviolently protest their forced capitulation under a ruling dictatorship by a small elite family of the Khalifas. And this is only because the United States has its Fifth Fleet there. And this, the Fifth Fleet is a major military base for the United States. This is how they practice many of their forays into Asia and the Middle East and other countries. And so you just take that one small example and you can see how it affects a small country like Bahrain. But there are even, we can point to the fact that the actual case for what took place in New York in September 11th of 2001 was directly contributed by Osama bin Laden to the fact that the United States lied and kept its military personnel. And in Saudi Arabia, George Bush did end up closing the military base in Saudi Arabia quietly, but it was reopened by Barack Obama. So many of these bases quietly open and close, or they're not even called their bases at all. They're called, I forget what they call them, but I was recently at an American military base in Honduras that said, oh, we're not an American military base, but if you stood there for long enough, you would see all the personnel that went in and out of this base were American military, and they were there to train death squads and to keep in place a coup government that is super corrupt. It's a oligarch government, and they're only allowed to maintain their position due to the fact that the Americans have a military base there.
Yes, a really, really tragic situation, undoubtedly, for those that have been at the receiving end of this. We're going to leave it at that. We really appreciate your time. Fadi, thank you for chatting to us on Radio Islam.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. Bye.